The first step in getting scholarships, grants, and loans is filling out a lengthy form. It's known as the FAFSA, or Free Application for Federal Student Aid. It asks as many as 150 questions, some easy, like demographic data, others mind-boggling. For instance, instead of asking if an applicant is homeless, the question goes like this. Did the school district homeless liaison determine you were an unaccompanied youth who was homeless? It can be daunting to fill out. The American College on Education estimates half of all undergraduates fail to do so. UW-Madison's financial aid director, Susan Fisher, says the form's complexity may unnecessarily deter some.
And to some extent, there's a myth out there about how horrible it is to fill out. It's kind of like filling out your tax returns. It has that same sort of mythical quality.
Over the years, the form has grown. Congress has kept adding questions, sometimes to score political points.
Questions about drug conviction, questions about selective service. There have been questions that are not directly related to financial need, but more, if you're feeling negative about it, social engineering. If you're feeling positive about it, you would call it, you know, accountability and eligibility checking.
The Department of Education has proposed skipping irrelevant questions. Other suggested ways to streamline the process are to use tax data directly from the IRS and overhaul the online application. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.